Did you have a good time at your Super Bowl party, baby? I'm so glad. I had fun too. I mean, a few of your friends were kind of handsy, but you did warn me. And well, compared to the rest of the night, it was really nothing, was it? Don't get me wrong. I liked getting all the attention. A room full of guys and me being the only girl. Well, it was hot. And you do have good-looking friends. It was fun cooking, serving, getting beers for the guys. Like you said, being the girl. I like making you happy. And I liked making your friends happy, too. Did you like watching me? It was so exciting going into the bedroom and putting on the outfit you picked out for me. I know how much you love garters and stockings. I wanted to look hot for you. And for your friends. Stiletto heels. That cute little cutaway bra. I had my nails done, too. Just for the party. And when you led me into the living room on a leash, my hands tied behind my back, and put out that nice pillow for me to kneel on, I was so turned on. It was worth it just to see the look on their faces when you told them what was about to happen. Since your team won, they were going to celebrate. You were going to have me suck them off until they came on me, covering me in, what did you call it? Victory cum. I wore my whore red lipstick and cheap mascara. I know you wanted to see my makeup smear, my mascara run down my face as your friends fucked my face like a little whore. I loved every minute of it. Still sends shivers down my spine when I think of the words you whispered in my ear. Because you're the girl. I loved it, baby. I really did. And I know they did, too. When you fucked me that night, after everyone had left, I think we both had the best orgasms of our lives. I know I did. Tonight, it's my turn. I'm having a party for a few of my friends. No game to watch, but there is a new girl movie we've all been dying to see. Krista managed to get the DVD, so we're going to have a pajama party. No beer or chips. I'm thinking more hors d'oeuvres, some wine and cheese, and ice cream for dessert. You get to serve us, give us foot rubs, pamper us, and well, there is one more thing, but I want that to be a surprise. Fair is fair, right, baby? You said I get my party, too. Now, come to the bedroom. I want to show you the outfit I picked out for you. Why, yes, baby, it is. It's exactly the same outfit you had me wear for your friends, just in a larger size. Why? What do you mean, baby? Oh, because tonight, you're the girl. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to make sure you look really pretty. What do you mean that's not the point? That's exactly the point. In fact, once the other girls get here, we're going to start by giving you a makeover. You've never been to a pajama party before, have you? We can't have a man at a pajama party. So we're just going to have to make sure that you look the part. That means a makeover. What's a makeover? You'll see. Trust me, it's going to be so much fun. Now go ahead and get dressed, baby. The girls are going to be here soon. Oh, you'll figure it out. It isn't always easy being the girl now, is it? Complicated? It can be. Just make sure the seams on your stockings are straight, and that you line your garters up nice and pretty. You'll feel ridiculous? No, baby. We're going to make you feel pretty. You want to be pretty, don't you? Now hurry up. You don't want to keep the girls waiting. Ah, that's the doorbell. Wait here until I call you, okay? What should I call you tonight? All dressed up in lingerie, looking nice and pretty for us. Not really a man anymore, are you? More of a Mandy. Okay, Mandy, get dressed. I'll call you in a bit, and I expect you to be ready. Oh, Mandy. Mandy, dear, are you decent? I'll be right back. Oh, my God, you look perfect. Those panties are so cute, Mandy. Adorable. What do you mean you don't like it when I call you that? The bulge in your panties tells a different story, Mandy. Look at that. The tip is peeking out of the top of your pretty panties. Let's get that tucked back in. We can't have the girls seeing you like that. And here, let me put the collar and leash on. Remember that, baby? And now, tonight, you are the girl. Hands behind your back, Mandy. I love how you're blushing. So cute. There. Hands tied nice and tight. Comfy, Mandy? It's time for your debut and your makeover. Don't be shy, Mandy. Everyone is dying to meet you. Now come along. Girls, this is Mandy. Isn't she adorable? Oh my, Mandy, what is that little wet spot on the front of your panties? And quite a little bulge. It was trying to peek out before, but I tucked it back in. It looks like Mandy likes being a girl, doesn't it? Now, sit down, hands behind. There, good. That's right. Okay, what do you think? Where should we start? Foundation, right. Okay, close your eyes, Mandy. We're going to apply some powder now. It'll get your skin a nice, even tone and will really accentuate your makeup. You're right. Look at that. Very girlish features. Amy, would you like to apply the rouge? That'll bring out your pretty cheekbones, Mandy. Don't close your eyes. Look at her. Aw, don't be embarrassed, Mandy. You're becoming one of the girls. Doesn't that feel good? Don't we look adorable in our cute PJs? Your little wet spot is growing. Does it feel good having your little dickie rubbing against those nice silk panties? Try to hold still. Squirming is only going to make it worse. I agree, Susan. He is making a mess. Oh, that is a delightful idea. Anyone have one? Okay, Mandy. Sit up a bit and raise your hips. I'm going to slip this maxi pad into your panties to catch all those little drips. Why? Because tonight, you're the girl. We all had to grow up wearing them, so I think it's about time that you know how it feels. I mean, the other option is a tampon, and you don't even want to think about where we'd have to stick that, do you? It actually kind of looks cute on you, the little wings folded over your cute little panties. It's all part of being a girl, Mandy. Shh. Good girls are seen and not heard, Mandy. Hush. Okay, who wants to work on her eyes? Yes, go for it. We have some fake lashes, mascara, eyeliner. Oh, yes. I love the long ones, too. So girly. Blink a few times for us, Mandy. Oh, God. Perfect. Now the mascara. Let's get them to really pop. I love it. Just a bit of a cat's eye. You really are starting to look very pretty, Mandy. Eyeshadow. What do you think? Smoky? Colorful? Playful? Yes, pink. That'll really bring out her girlish charm. Close your eyes, Mandy. Chin up. So pretty, baby. I think Caitlin should pick the lipstick. Bubblegum pink? Oh my God, so perfect. I thought you might go for a bright red one, but this is just so much better. So silly, so girly, so Mandy. Give us a little pout, Mandy. How does that feel? Good? Like a pretty little girl? There. Now press your lips against this tissue. There we go. Oh, such a cute little lip print. I'll have to save this as a reminder for you. Just one last thing, pretty girl. We need to put on the sexy blonde wig. Oh, this is so perfect. Let me just brush it a bit. There. Adorable. Now you fit right in. Okay, Mandy, I'm going to untie your hands and remove the leash. I think we'll keep the collar on for now. Krista, can you get the lights and put the DVD in? Now, Mandy, you're going to have a special job for us tonight. Whenever a girl snaps her fingers, that means she wants your attention. You will crawl over to her, being careful not to mess up your stockings, and say, "Yes, miss." Then you will do whatever she asks. Do you understand, Mandy? Yes? Yes, what? Yes, that's right. We're going to snuggle up in our PJs and watch our movie now. Oh, but before we do, there is one last thing. Did you bring them, girls? You didn't think this was going to be just a makeover, did you? I told you there would be a surprise. The theme for tonight is girls in pajamas. And strap-ons. Nice, big, thick rubber cocks. Don't they look yummy, Mandy? I hope so, because when you aren't running off to get something for us, you're going to be sucking on one of them. Yes, all night long. You're going to open your slutty little mouth and slide that hard rubber cock inside and bob your head up and down. You're going to kiss it and lick it and suck on it. You're going to be a needy, hungry little cock whore for us nonstop. Try not to mess up your makeup too much. We worked really hard on that. We don't want any lipstick marks on our beautiful big cocks either. Do you understand, Mandy? Yes, what? That's right. Yes, miss. We're going to teach you how to be a good little cocksucker. You want to be our good little cocksucker, don't you, Mandy? I didn't hear that. Did you hear that, girls? Louder, Mandy. Did your voice just crack, Mandy? Oh, look. He's nervous, girls. Don't worry, Mandy. Once you get used to it, it really isn't so bad. Just remember to relax your lips and your throat. Breathe through your nose and try not to choke. And you know what? Before you wrap those adorable bubblegum lips around a cock, I think you should ask for permission. No, wait. You should beg for it. You need to beg to be our good little cocksucker tonight. Why? What do you mean, why? Because tonight, Mandy, you're the girl.